This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Remember contact tracing? In 2020, it was one of the best tools public health officials had to control the pandemic. WHYY's Alan Yu reports, almost 2 years later, contact tracers are still at it, but they're overwhelmed by the Omicron surge.
Tania Bullard has been a contact tracer in Philadelphia since 2020. She has never been as busy as she is now.
It's been probably the largest surge that I can remember since I've been working here.
Contact tracers in the region say they can no longer call everyone who tests positive because there have been so many cases. And with limited resources, they sometimes prioritize calls to prevent more infections among children and people who are at high risk, like nursing home residents. Johns Hopkins epidemiologist Emily Gurley says this more focused approach is something the U.S. needs to do more intentionally.
Reduce as many infections as possible. It's not quantifiable. There's no, are we succeeding or not? We need more transparent, I think, guidance so that we can craft a response going forward.
For example, if a local government, like Philadelphia, wants to prevent hospitals from getting overwhelmed and prevent people from dying, then contact tracers could be allowed to send free rapid tests to people who may have been exposed and connect people who test positive to treatments. Gurley says more specific goals will help get resources to the places where they'll be most helpful. Alan Yu, WHYY News.